55.
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Tom King back here at the East Gym, starting lineups for tonight's second game for West. Noah Drykosin, a 6-foot senior. Kyle Nichols, 6'3 junior. 6'3 junior Carson Weber. 6'3 junior Taylor Penn. And 6'3 senior Mason Bednarski for head coach Nate Levins. Assisted by Kurt Rickard, Kemp Downing, and Scott Seward. For the Lumberjacks, this regular starting five that we've seen in most of the games so far. Dylan Hamlin, Bryce Taylor, Tanner Dimka, Jaden Rutkowski, and Bryce Widmark for the Lumberjacks. Dylan Hamlin sporting a new look tonight. He has shaved his head. And he will jump center for the Lumberjacks against Carson Weber. And we're underway. East will control the opening tip. And the boys game underway. Jaden Rutkowski in the front court. Rutkowski gives it to Bryce Taylor. They were trying to get Hamlin out on top, but West overplayed that passing lane. Dimka with it. Ball knocked away for a moment. Now he gets it back. He wants to drive. Kicks it to Hamlin. Hamlin's going to shoot a jumper and airballed it too hard. Out of bounds. Last touch by West. East took another chance. Well, I would imagine West will be very happy with Dylan Hamlin taking jumpers from the corners and on the baseline all night if he wants to. Widmark takes the inbound pass. Gives it to Taylor. Trying to post up Hamlin down low. Now they get it down low to Widmark. Widmark. Spins in the lane, little half hook, off the back bracket, no good, and the rebound grab by West. Into the front court they come. Skip pass out on top, here's an open three ball, up and in for Taylor Penn. Well, I'll tell you what, first mistake of the game, you're not going to leave Taylor Penn open at the three ball line. That can't happen. He's really the only big scoring threat the Warriors have. Hamlin on the baseline, a jumper again, missed it too hard, West with the rebound. Back the other way come the Warriors. You got to contest Penn at the three-point line every time down the floor. Now an overplay by Hamlin. The ball loose. And West into the backcourt where they're going to call it over and back violation. That ball was touched by the Lumberjacks. I'm not sure how that over and back happened, but that's what they call. And West turns it over, and the Lumberjacks have it. Jaden Rutkowski into the front court. Widmark. Back to Rutkowski. He wants to drive. Draws a double team. Nice move on the baseline. Kicks it out. Taylor's open for three. Left that short. And the Lumberjacks have started 0 for 4 here tonight. Ball goes out of bounds. And the Warriors will have it. Bryce Taylor got an open look. Couldn't knock it down. 6:35 to play here first quarter. It's 3-0 Wausau West with the lead and the ball. Carson Weber with it. Here comes the trap. Lumberjacks trying to set up a trap. Now they pass over the top of the trap. Drykosin gets it off to Weber. Right wing. There's a traveling violation right there. Mason Bednarski traveled with the basketball, and the Lumberjacks have it on the turnover. So East is 0 for 4 shooting. West has two turnovers in the opening minutes of the game here. And Rutkowski will bring it ahead. He wants to drive, and we get a whistle and a foul off the ball. A hand check foul going to be called on the Warriors. That's going to be called on Noah Drykosin. That's his first. Lumberjacks will inbound it here. Still to come tonight, DC Everest boys basketball as they take on Spash. Widmark takes the inbound pass. Hamlin with it, high post. He wants to drive, turns left up, put up with the left hand. That's no good. Dylan Hamlin 0 for 3 to start the night, and all of those shots probably not ones that they would like Hamlin to take. Now the ball knocked out of bounds, but they're going to call a foul on Jaden Rutkowski down in the corner. Actually, they call a foul on Widmark, his first, and West will inbound it. Warriors way out on top. This is Drykosin with it. They've got Bednarski open on the baseline. Instead, kick it out. Here's Penn. Jump shot. That's an air ball. West with the rebound. Shot put up block from behind, but Widmark picks up his second quick foul, and he'll have to take an early seat. And J.P. Lacey will get the early call here tonight. Foul is going to go on Carson Weber. Carson Weber is at the line. The foul is on Widmark. That's his second, and Weber will shoot two here. First one's up and in. And it's a 4-0 game for the Warriors. Lacey will come in for Widmark. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Second foul shot coming. Back bracket, no good. West with an offensive rebound of the miss. And now they save the ball from going out of bounds. Now the ball knocked away. Rutkowski gets the steal. Bounce pass ahead for Taylor. Last touched out of bounds by West as Taylor had it knocked away from behind. 4-0 Warriors here in the early going. Lumberjacks looking to get the lid off the basket. Rutkowski for three from the corner. That's too long. West with another rebound. And he's starting the game 0 for 6. And the Warriors into the front court with it. Penn's got it on the dribble. Carson Weber now back to Penn. Dreikosen back to Penn. Goes around Dimka, pull-up jumper on the baseline. That's off, no good. Hamlin over the top for the rebound. East into the front court with it. Rutkowski to Bryce Taylor. Taylor in the lane, feeds Hamlin, bobbles the ball, and a steal by the Warriors. First turnover on the Lumberjacks. West back the other way. Dreikosen in the corner with it. Now way out on top to Penn. Penn with it on the dribble. Baseline. That's Nickel. Skip pass. Catch and shoot three. That's short. No good. Dimka with the rebound on the miss by Dreikosen. Here comes East back the other way. Bryce Taylor right corner. Drives in. Kicks it out. Dimka a long three. In and out. No good. And a rebound foul is going to be called over the back. Did they get Hamlin? Hamlin or Taylor? Let's see. Going to be on Dylan Hamlin. His foul over the back. Lumberjacks starting the game 0 for 7. And Trenton Pate gets the early call tonight. He had 16 in the game against Merrill the other night. He should be able to give them a little instant offense. Actually, 14 points for Pate on Friday night. Warriors with it in the front court. They lead it 4-0. High post. This is Kyle Nickel. Finds a man underneath in the game. That's Andy Yang. Here's a shot put up by Penn, up and in. Inside the line that time, a two-point shot for Penn. 6-0 Warriors. Pate brings it into the front court to Bryce Taylor. Taylor gets a screen from Lacey. Taylor spins, gives it to Dimka. Now it's Trent Pate. He wants to operate, drives in, pull-up jumper. That's too hard, no good, and that's going to be a loose ball foul, and that's going to be on Dylan Hamlin, and that's two on him. So all of a sudden, the East Lumberjacks in trouble with fouls. Hamlin and Widmark will both go to the bench early here with two fouls. And the Lumberjacks have started the game 0 for 8. They trail it 6-0, and West has the basketball. He's kept this Big East crowd quiet here tonight. Now a nice steal by Trent Pate. He's going to attack the basket. Goes up. Got fouled. They're going to wave off the shot. It rolled off anyway. Non-shooting foul, but nice steal by Trent Pate. And the foul is going to go, I believe, against Jacob Tordson. Tordson picks up the foul. And East will inbound it here. Pate gets it into Dimka. Into Pate in the lane. Lost the handle on it. Should have been a double dribble. They got away with one right there. Dimka with it. Now it's Bryce Taylor. They're trying to post up Sean Wilson, who's in the game. Wilson feeds Taylor, goes in. No, but a foul, and he'll go to the line. Nice feed from Wilson back to Taylor. And that's going to go against Mason Bednarski. That's his first, and Bryce Taylor is at the line trying to get East on the scoreboard here. 3:23 to play in the first quarter. They've yet to score. First foul shot is up and in. And the Lumberjacks are on the board. It's 6-1. Second foul shot coming for Taylor. Got them both. 6-2. Warriors by 4 with 3:23 to play in the first. And it will be Jacob Tortson bringing it into the front court. He's quickly doubled by Taylor, and Pate needs to do something with it. Gets rid of it to Kyle Nickel. Nickel out on the floor. Wilt, that's a travel right there. They got away with one. Now Taylor with a steal. Behind the back dribble. Gets it back. Gets it to Sean Wilson. Pull up jumper for Sean. Rolled off. No good. And West with the rebound. Man, they're letting him play here at times, and other times calling the fouls off the ball underneath. Now we get a whistle and we get a foul called on the Lumberjacks. That's going to be on Bryce Taylor. I'll tell you what. That last sequence, there were probably two fouls that were harder than that one. And West will inbound it here. Five team fouls on the Lumberjacks already in this game. Catch and shoot three for Penn from the corner. Off no good. The rebound, though, kept alive. Yang grabs it. Shot put up. That's no good. Another board by West. And now Taylor will commit his second foul. West working the offensive glass. So two fouls on Hamlin, two fouls on Widmark, and now two fouls on Bryce Taylor. And that will mean an early call for Eric Daniel. Nickel hits the first foul shot. This is a wacky start to the game for the Lumberjacks. They start 0 for 8 from the field and have picked up six quick fouls. Second foul shot coming for Nickel. He got them both. And it's 8-2, Warriors by 6. Daniel checks in. David Seaman gets in the game for the Warriors. And Trent Pate will bring it ahead. Pate gives it to Daniel. Comes off a screen from Lacey. Now Wilson between the circles. Pate gets it back. Lacey out on top. They loft it down to Wilson over his head. And another turnover for the Lumberjacks. Here come the Warriors back the other way. A little too high. Now Penn shoots a three. That's short. No good. Pate with the rebound. Pate wants to run the floor. Gets it to Daniel. Daniel looks inside. Nothing there. Gives it back to Pate. Pate backs it out. Down low to Lacey. Lacey, left wing. In. Turn. Shoots high off the glass. No, but a foul. And it will be foul shots coming for J.P. Lacey. It's going to go on Kyle Nickel. That's his first. And J.P. Lacey at the line to shoot a pair here. Second foul, or first foul shot is up and in for Lacey. 8-3. Jaden Rutkowski is going to get into the game, give Dimka a breather. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Second foul shot for J.P. Lacey up and in. He got them both. It's 8-4. As badly as the Lumberjacks have shot this first quarter, they're only down by four. They have yet to make a field goal in this game. David Seaman with it. Left wing now drive on the baseline. Hang in the air. Shot blocked from behind by Daniel. And then a reach-in foul. Tortson got blocked. And then he fouled Wilson, who had grabbed the rebound. Second foul on Tortson. And it will be a non-shooting foul. 15 foul on the Warriors. This is going to be a march to the free throw line in the second quarter of this one. An early trip to the bonus for both teams, you would think, as we go down under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Jaden Rutkowski will bring the ball ahead. Give it to Trent Pate. Wilson comes out on top. Now he's going to give Pate a screen. Look inside. It's not there. Daniel, left wing to Rutkowski. Rutkowski going to drive the lane. He gets fouled. And that's going to be, I believe, on David Seaman. Actually, no. What did they get? They got Drykosen, I believe. Noah Drykosen picks up his second foul. So Rutkowski inbounds it over the top to Lacey. Lacey gets a screen from Wilson. Now gives it to Daniel, right wing. Pate out up on top. Now we get a whistle. 3 second violation called on Sean Wilson. And the third turnover for the Lumberjacks with a minute and a half to play here, first quarter. West inbounds it. East is going to pressure the basketball if they can. Here comes the double team. Ball knocked away for a moment. Can they get there? No. David Seaman into the front court for the Warriors. Gives it off to Taylor Penn. Penn with Pate on him. Now gets rid of it to Kyle Nickel. Nickel, and now we're going to get a whistle and a hand check foul called on Sean Wilson. First foul on Wilson. They're going to put Widmark back in the game with two fouls here. So Paul Dimka rolling the dice a little bit. With a minute 15 to play in the first quarter, Widmark's going to come back in the game with two fouls. Wilson will take a seat. And it's a bonus situation now for Kyle Nickel. He's at the line to shoot a one-and-one here with a minute 15 to play in the quarter. First one is short. Rebound kept alive. Pate comes away with it. East into the front court. Trenton Pate wants to drive. Nearly traveled. Got it to Rutkowski. He'll shoot a three and got it. Jaden Rutkowski splashes a three-pointer for the first field goal of the game for the Lumberjacks. It's a one-point game, 8-7. Into the front court. West finds an open man underneath. Shot put off the glass, up and in. Good fake by Seaman. He got the East man up in the air, and Seaman gets a layup. 10-7, West by three. Widmark to Pate. Pate's going to launch a long three. Back bracket, no good. The rebound kept alive by Yang, and West comes away with it. Warriors back the other way. Penn wants to drive. Lays it off the glass. Up and in, and a foul. Good drive by Taylor Penn. He split two defenders, and that may be on Widmark. Let's see. Now they're going to get J.P. Lacy with the foul. Penn's got 7 points here in the first quarter. Warriors lead again by five. And Penn can make it six with the free throw. And he does. No, they're going to say no. He was across the line. And that won't count. So East will have it with 33.2 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Warriors leading 12-7. Isaac Butke gets in the game for the Warriors. Rutkowski drives into the front court, gives it to Eric Daniel. Daniel, free throw line, lost the handle on it. Now turns, shoots from the free throw line, a little bit short. Got his own rebound. Leans in, throws it off the glass, and got the roll. Eric Daniel working the offensive glass. Gets his own miss, followed his shot nicely, and it's 12-9. Here comes West into the front court. Isaac Butke on the dribble, lost the handle on it, goes out of bounds. It will remain West basketball, last touch by the Lumberjacks. East-West Hoops tonight brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. West looks to inbound. Still looking. Now they get it out on top. Isaac Butke gives it off to Andy Yang, and the quarter expires before West can get a shot away. First quarter's in the books. It's a 12-9 game. Warriors with the lead. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
We are Fox Sports.
Tom King back here at the East Gym. Lumberjacks coming into this game with a record of 6-5 overall. The Warriors are just 3-10. But they're hanging in there here tonight as the Lumberjacks shot just 2-for-13 from the field in that first quarter. The Warriors were 4 out of 9 and 3-for-5 from the line, and they lead it 12-9. Rutkowski went for the steal, didn't get it. Baseline jumper put up. Short, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors. East will have it. That was Nickel who missed on the baseline. And the Lumberjacks have the basketball. They've got Pate out there with Dimka, Rutkowski, Taylor, and Hamlin. Paul Dimka rolling the dice again. He's got Hamlin and Taylor on the floor with two fouls apiece. Warriors have David Seaman out there along with Carson Weber, Andy Yang, Taylor Penn, and also Kyle Nickel. Hamlin bounce pass inside to Taylor. Puts up a shot in and out. No good. Wanted a foul. Didn't get it. And the Warriors with the rebound back the other way. Double team comes. Taylor knocks the ball away. There's got to be a travel. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. And the possession arrow goes to the Lumberjacks. So the fifth turnover of the game on Wausau West. And the Lumberjacks have it. Noah Drykosen checks back in for the Warriors. Dimka gets it into Taylor. Quickly down low to Hamlin. Turns, shoots with the left hand, or the right hand up and in. Little half hook for Dylan Hamlin. He got the shot. That's the one they want him to take. A little half hook. At 6'11", he can shoot that over anybody West has. 12-11, 1-point game. Warriors with the lead. Warriors nearly lose the handle on it. Penn gets rid of it. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Yang. He traveled with the basketball. West turns it over again. Lumberjacks have it. You heard Coach Nate Lemons talk about how he thinks they've got some size and strength that can handle Hamlin underneath, but if Hamlin gets the ball down low with his height, not a whole lot West can do. Question is, can they move him off the block? Rutkowski for three, that's short, and West with the rebound. Warriors get it ahead. Penn wants to operate, gets rid of it now as the double team comes. They spin it to Yang. Yang kicks it back outside. Drykosen passed up the three. Now they get it to Yang down on the baseline. Out on top. Drykosen down in the corner to Penn. Steps inside the line. Now dribbles back to the corner and passes out. They had Yang open underneath. Didn't get him the ball. Now it's Drykosen to Penn. He wants to go baseline. Goes right around Pate. They're going to get a hand check foul on Trenton Pate. That's probably a good foul because Penn blasted right by him and was going to get a layup. But it will send Penn to the free throw line for the 1-1. Mason Bednarski back in the game for West. East-West basketball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Penn hits the first foul shot. He's got eight in the game. It's a 13-11 Warrior lead. Second foul shot coming for Taylor Penn. He got them both. He's averaging 17 points a game, and he's on his way here with 9 points already. Dimka between the circles gives it to Pate. Lofts it down low to Hamlin. Hamlin turns. Feeds a cutter. That's Taylor. He missed the layup. They got a good feed. They got Bryce Taylor a layup, and he couldn't finish. Warriors back the other way. Now they throw it away. Here comes Dimka. Two on one. Gives it to Taylor. Hangs in the air off the glass up and in. That one he got to go. And it's a 1-point game once again. Warriors by one. 14-13. Drykosen into the front court to Carson Weber. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks it back to Drykosen. Now they get it out to Penn. He's open for three. He buried it. We can't leave him open. I don't care if you're going to double team the ball. You cannot leave Taylor Penn open at the line. You got to keep somebody on him at all times. 17-13. Warriors by four. Inside to Hamlin. Yes, and a foul. Bednarski's got no chance if Hamlin catches the ball that deep. Hamlin gets the hoop, draws the foul, and will head to the line. And Bednarski picks up his second. And Dylan Hamlin at the line to try to convert the three-point play. And the foul shot is off. No good. West with the rebound. East not a good free throw shooting team this year. They were 4-for-4 in the first quarter, but on the season they are not shooting well. Under 50%, I think, from the free throw line. Here's Penn, wants to drive in that time. He traveled, got away with one there. Bednarski tried to save it, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lumberjacks. West will keep it. Andy Yang's going to check back in for West. Bednarski will take a seat with those two fouls. And the Warriors will inbound it with 5:10 to play first half. Inbound pass right down the lane. The shot missed, though, and Pate comes away with the rebound. Weber missed the shot. East into the front court. Rutkowski to Pate. Pate. He drives in the lane. Little double pump up off the rim. No good. Yang with the rebound. Trenton Pate 0 for 3 here in the early going. Everything he shot went in against Merrill the other night. Warriors with it. Noah Drykosen thought about the three. Now ball knocked away by Taylor for a moment, but Penn got it back. Down to Yang on the baseline. Back out to Penn. He's going to drive this time. Hangs in the air. Shoots up and in. East doesn't have an answer for Taylor Penn so far. 19-15, Warriors by four. Dimka down low to Hamlin. Hamlin spins around, comes underneath the basket, puts it up and in. Dylan Hamlin with some fancy footwork underneath the hoop. And got it. He's got six here in the quarter. It's 19-17, Warriors by two. They get it down in the corner. Double team there. Ball knocked away. Taken away by Taylor. Dimka and Pate doubled the ball in the corner. Here comes East back the other way. Rutkowski. Pate's going to launch a three. Top of the key. A little bit short. And the rebound grabbed by the Warriors. Losing the basketball. Taylor puts it up and in. Nate Lemon's not happy. His man got pushed out of bounds, and then when he threw it back in, it was right into the hands of Bryce Taylor for a layup. He calls a timeout. He's still giving the official an earful over there, and he probably is right. His player got pushed out of bounds, and he threw the ball back in trying to save it, and right into the hands of Bryce Taylor, who got a layup. We'll keep it right here. East-West basketball brought to you in part tonight by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. You can call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. Also by the Hearing House. Make your house a Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. And Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. BC Everest boys hoop still to come tonight. They take on Spash, trying to slow down the Panther Express. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we're done here. We're tied at 19. And the Warriors have the basketball and bring it ahead. Taylor Penn with it. J.P. Lacy back on the floor for the Lumberjacks. Bryce Widmark back out there as well. Ball knocked away by Lacy. Hamlin back to Lacy running the floor. Laid it up. Ball knocked away. Widmark got the rebound. Now he throws it away. Goes out of bounds off the Warriors. East will keep it. Lacy wanted a foul there. Didn't get it. Warriors will substitute in. Jacob Tortson comes back in, playing with two fouls. And the Lumberjacks will inbound it. Dimka looks to get it in. And does to Widmark. He gives it to Rutkowski. Rutkowski, nice crossover dribble, drives, draws a triple team, kicks it out to Lacy. Now it's Dimka. Back to Lacy. Good getting back on defense by the Warriors there. Rutkowski between the circles. Now it's Dimka. Gets a screen from Widmark. He's going to shoot a long three, and he got it. Tanner Dimka for three from a couple of steps behind the line. 22-19. Lumberjacks with their first, I believe this is their first lead of the game. They went down early in this one. 6-0. Here's a long three ball up and in. West responds, and Tortson knocks down a three. And once again, we're tied at 22. Lumberjacks in the front court. Dimka down low to Hamlin. Hamlin turns, kicks it out. Dimka for three again. That's a little bit short. Hamlin the rebound. Kept it alive over the top. Nate Lemons is apoplectic. Thought that Hamlin should get a foul over the back. Instead, they will call a foul on the Warriors. A loose ball foul on Carson Weber. And it's bonus time. J.P. Lacy at the line for a 1-1. Once again, Nate Lemons giving the referee his version of what he saw. Lacy's free throw is up and in. He's 3-for-3 from the line tonight. Lumberjacks lead it again by one, 23-22. Second foul shot coming for the sophomore, J.P. Lacy. He knocks them both down, and it's 24-22. Lumberjacks by two. Tortson will bring it ahead into the front court. Here comes the double team. He splits it, gets it off to Carson Weber. He's going to shoot long two, back bracket, no good. Dimka pulls down the rebound. And he dribbles it into the front court. Gives it off to Sean Wilson in the game. His bullet pass inside over Lacy's head. Paul Dimka wanted a foul call there. He said Lacy got pushed, and that's why the ball went over his head. Referees say no, and it's Warrior basketball on the fourth turnover of the game on the Lumberjacks. Wilson put some mustard on that pass into the lane. Here comes the double team. West breaks it. Now they get it to Kyle Nickel. Drives in. Shot put up. No. Rolls off at a foul, and Nickel got knocked down. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Let's see who they got. That's going to go on J.P. Lacy. That's his second. So now Lacy, Widmark, Hamlin and Bryce Taylor all with two fouls here for the Lumberjacks. Kyle Nickel at the line. He's 2 for 3 from the stripe tonight. First one off, no good. East basketball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Second foul shot coming. That's off, no good. He missed them both. Sean Wilson rips away the rebound. Here comes East back the other way. Rutkowski into the front court. He's the quickest Lumberjack. Sometimes he plays a little out of control. That time he got a hand check foul called, and that's going to be the third foul on Jacob Tordson. He'll have to take a seat. And into the game for West will come David Seaman. And Jaden Rutkowski at the line to shoot a double bonus. Is that the 19th foul or 10th? Ninth, I guess. 1-1 for Rutkowski here. For Rutkowski coming. It's up and in. Jaden Rutkowski holds the ball differently than almost any other player you'll see. He holds the ball on the sides when he shoots. It's almost like an old-fashioned push shot. Most shooters will hold one hand at the bottom, one on top. Rutkowski holds the ball on the sides. He gets them both, and it's 26-22. Not the way you would teach somebody to shoot, but if that's the way he shot all the way up and he's comfortable doing it, they'll let him keep doing it. West breaks the pressure. Ball loose, though. Wilson comes away with the steal. Ball knocked away by that double-team pressure for the Lumberjacks. They have it in the front court. Trent Pate, top of the key, drives, feeds Lacey on the baseline, and the foul is going to be called on Andy Yang, a blocking foul, and J.P. Lacey will go to the line, and he'll get two here in the double bonus. Lacey is 4 for 4 from the line tonight. Lumberjacks lead by 4, and they can extend it right here. They have withstood the poor shooting start and now have forged a lead here, and Lacey misses the first free throw. He'll get another one. Second foul shot coming for J.P. Lacey on the way. That's off, no good. He missed them both. Lumberjacks have missed 3 free throws here tonight. West with it. They get it down low to Yang. Turns, and he traveled with the basketball. Another West turnover. 11 turnovers for the Warriors. Rutkowski brings it into the front court. High post Wilson. Back to Rutkowski. Now it's Pate off the screen. Shoots a 3 from the top of the key. He hit it. Trenton Pate with his first points of the night. A 3 ball. 29-22 Lumberjacks. West into the front court. Taylor Penn plays catch with David Seaman. Seaman with it. As we go down to a minute to play in the first half. Seaman, high post. Wilson gets a foul as he pushes Carson Weber out on top. And so now all of the big guys for the Lumberjacks have 2 fouls apiece, and that's going to get a call from the bench. And Lewis Nass is going to get into the game. Doesn't get a whole lot of time, but he'll see the floor tonight because of the foul situation here in the first half. And it will be Carson Weber hitting the first foul shot. Nass is going to come in for Sean Wilson. So the Lumberjacks with a smaller lineup on the floor now. Lacey is the big guy in this 5-man pairing. 29-23 the score. Second foul shot coming for Weber. Rims out, no good. Rebound kept alive by Payton, and Nass comes away with it. Dimka's going to slow things down as he brings it into the front court. Gives it to Nass. Swings it to Rutkowski. They're going to try to post up Lacey underneath. Instead, back outside to Pate. Crossover move. Nice defense there by Carson Weber for the Warriors. And now a hand check foul called on Weber. And that's going to send Rutkowski back to the line. And that's 3 fouls on Carson Weber. So Weber and Tortson both with 3 for the Warriors. The Lumberjacks have Hamlin, Taylor, Wilson, Widmark, and Lacey all with 2. Foul shot is up and in for Rutkowski. 30-23, 7-point advantage for the Lumberjacks. Second foul shot up and in. He got them both. 31-23. 38 seconds. I'd, you know, maybe call off the trap here. You don't want to send West back to the line. They're going to get two shots. Double team, and now there's a foul, or a timeout call by the Warriors. I mean, what's the point of putting him at the line here with 31 seconds to play? Just play regular man-to-man. We'll keep it right here. 31.4 seconds remaining in the first half. Lumberjacks leading 31-23. Because that's what happens when you play a double-team trap. You're going to get a lot of fouls. And that is what has happened here in this game. As the Lumberjacks have five players with two fouls. Warriors have a couple of players with three. East-West basketball is brought to you in part tonight by the Bone and Joint Center. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care, open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. So West will send out Penn and Yang, Kyle Nickel, Carson Weber, and David Seaman. They get it to Penn. Got to get on him. Seaman back to Penn. Lacey came out to play him. 20 seconds to play in the half. Keep somebody out on Penn. He's open over there. Ball knocked away onto the baseline. Weber with it. Now throws it away. Dimka with the interception. Dimka wants to operate. Now kicks it out. Rutkowski a long three. He got it! Jaden Rutkowski hits a three-pointer from a couple of steps across the line. And the Lumberjacks will head into halftime with an 11-point lead. After the start to this game, you would have never thought it, but East leads here at halftime by a score of 34-23. They had 9 points in the first quarter and finished the half with 34. Back in a moment, you're listening to East-West Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.